Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Hello to all under the sound of my voice. I want to start off by wishing you a joyful Christmas. Now you might ask, why did you not wish me a Merry Christmas? Well, that is the topic of our subject today, happiness versus joy. When we wish someone a Merry Christmas, if we break that word down, it basically defines happiness. And happiness is a temporary thing. Basically, if the root word of happen means happy means happens. That means based on your circumstances, if everything works out well, we want you to have that happy Christmas. But Christians, as the Bible says, you have to renew your mind. We have to think differently from the world. God wants you to have a joyful Christmas. Matter of fact, the Bible says, joy to the world, for the Lord is born. So there is announcing joy to the world. Why? Our joy is centered within Jesus Christ. When we wish someone a joyful Christmas, we are saying to them, irregardless of your circumstances, we want you to praise the Lord God. What a difference if you think about it. You know, happiness is on the outside. Joy is the inside. You know, the Greek word or the definition for joy means that you can actually be joyful. You can actually be joyful and unhappy at the same time. Unhappy with your circumstances, but you have joy in the Lord. You know, Nehemiah puts it this way in Nehemiah 8:10. It says, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. So when you get open that Christmas present and you say, oh, I wish I would have got that. I wish I would have got that. You at that point unhappy because you didn't get what you want. But if you think your mind out and have a joyful Christmas, no matter what you got, you'll be thankful for what you have. Even if you weren't able to get anything, you'll even praise the Lord for the day that you saw another day. So, you know, someone puts it this way. It says, happiness is cosmetic. It's on the outside. Joy is character. It is on the inside. Happiness only meets your surface needs, but joy meets your deepest needs. Therefore, happiness is like a thermometer. It just registers conditions. Joy is the thermostat that controls the condition. Happiness evaporates in a crisis. Joy many times intensifies in a crisis. Why is that? Because when we find out that we cannot control our circumstances, we only can have faith in the Lord God that he will do exactly what he said he would do. So folks, joy is God's gift to every believer. If you look at Galatians chapter 5:22, it is a fruit that the Spirit produces within us. Joy is that confidence built on a relationship with God. That is the difference between joy and happiness. You know, joy is not that transcendent emotional feeling which lifts you up and drops you based on circumstances. Joy is that unwavering constant that does not require a bed of roses experience. Is a result of one's eternal relationship with God. So as you're thinking or wishing people Merry Christmas this year, I suggest that you wish them a joyful Christmas, because joy comes from within and happiness is without. God bless, and we're wishing you a joyful Christmas.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.